I can just tell you that there is going to be one warm-up lap here before the race starts. So all the engines are now, as you can hear, all started. The bike stands have been taken away, and they're just being held for a little minute here. But one of the marshals, Boris, just walking around, just giving everybody the information so they know exactly what's going on. But obviously, it's all very relaxed here for a little minute. So everyone's frantically getting their gloves back on, getting back on the machines. And they are now on their way for that one warm-up lap, Chris. They'll be on their way round.
Just asking the clerk of the course the very question I was about to ask Beth. Thank you, Giles. Brilliant stuff. Great communication. One warm-up lap they're going to be heading round. So please be aware of that. They're going to go round, do a full circuit, then come round again, stop on the start line, and we'll be underway for a five laps. Just to give a quick mention to the guys at Road Racing Ireland, thanks to Jill for getting in touch with this. They, of course, will have full coverage of the Sutton 100 in the August issue and the July issue. Road Racing Ireland is on sale now, and their icon, well, it's Michael Dunlop, and it's on sale here on our island. So thanks to Jill and Wallace and all the guys there at Road Racing Ireland. So they're making their way around again, nice and gingerly. I see number 42 there, Jonathan Perry. Where did Jonathan? Now, Jonathan qualified 13th. You know, I reckon Jonathan could be pushing up there as well. Can see number 90 in there as well. That's Anthony Stevens as they go through Iron Gate. And they're just over the railway bridge there now and across the tram tracks. Well, not literally, across the tram tracks, but over them, if you want to pull out that. And through Joey's Gate, Bala Norris there now, and heading to the bumpy part of the circuit, hard on the brakes, into Ballabeg, and just line astern. See Rob Hodson there, 77, also in there. 77, Dan Pearson on a 650 Kawasaki's qualifying in 16th position. And the bit of circuit they're just heading to now, incredible bit of circuit, so tight through there. Big curb on the inside as the travelling marshal gets the front wheel in the air as you go through the approach to the exit of Williams Corner and dropping down across four ways. And Rob.
Yeah, and I think they'll be glad of this lap, won't they, just given the pause that we've had. So just to get a bit more temperature back in those bikes as Joe Yeardsley, Stephen Gorton, Jamie Williams and Barry Ferber heading out just behind the travelling marshal there. So then a little bit of a gap to the rest of the field making its way towards us here. Changing, of course, the sunlight and the glare that could be for the riders later on. There's Bampton, Perry, there's Paul Cassidy, there's Hodson, who we just heard Chris Kelly mention before as well. He did mention, there's Paul Jordan as well, the Apollosis, who's just a little bit further back. So Michael Sweeney, he is out there, by the way. We did wonder, didn't we, because he sat out the Peel Holdings senior race this morning as well. So Michael Sweeney is out on his machinery. Sweeney on the MSR Racing Aprilia. Adrian Scape, he did manage to get that bike going, and there's Dan Sale on his 250 as well on the way through. We heard that Adrian Scape maybe just had a couple of problems on the line there whilst they were waiting, and then the session was eventually paused as the two travelling marshals make their way past us as well on this warm-up lap. So the field has made its way past us again in the sunshine across four ways, again just getting those bikes back up to temperature and just try and get them back up into that rhythm before they get this race underway. Back to you, Chris.
Yeah, across the line there will come now, and they're going to set themselves back up on the line. So the one warm-up lap, and we will be getting underway with this five. So one warm-up lap and five. As he rolls into position is Joey Yeardsley again. And believe you me, when that thing flies past you, it is very, very loud. Kind of reminds me of Gary Johnson. And well done to Gary Johnson, by the way, at a martyr at the weekend. Absolutely cleaned up, did Gary. Good to see. And if you are listening, Gary, well done to you. Yeah, reminds me of the MV that Gary Johnson brought to the TT a few years ago. And Barry Ferber just nice and gently just sits and looks down at the temperature of the machine. Got coming through here now is number 18. That of course is Mike Bampton. Michael from Ormskirk on the Aprilia 660, the Callon racing machine. Five laps on this one, then, so a change of length of race, only five laps, not six. And there's PJ Paul Jordan on the Jackson racing bike. Hopefully we can get underway this time with take two for the first race of the Wednesday evening. Paul Jordan takes a long look over his right shoulder. Rob Hodson, nice and calm, of course the winner of this race last year, and holds that race record, does Rob, from 2025. So Paul Jordan anxiously looking over his shoulder. There goes the green flag. Get ready for racing at Balloon on a Wednesday evening. Engage gear, watch the lights. Oh, Rob Hodson with the front wheel, absolutely skyward. Everybody saving your way, that's great news. But Rob Hodson, not with the best of starts, but a good one for Paul Jordan. And it's Joe Yeardsley, I think, Beth, who's got the early run.
To me, Chris, but I can't hear anything. But number 12 was in the lead there. That was Joe Yeardsley, closely followed by Rob Hodson, but all safely away here.
Yeah, it is number 12, Joe Yerdley that leads, and 44, Rob Hodgson, as Mick O'Sweeney just goes up the inside of Barry Ferber. I thought that was. So that Iron Gate for the very, very first time and dropping down, and the SMT pattern pulls alongside the number 12 machine of Joe Yerdley with number 9, Barry Ferber in third. And now I'm just trying to see, there's that Dominic Herbertson is on two. Then it's 92, Jamie Williams, 65, also in there as well. Just trying to see exactly where Paul Jordan is in the mix on this one as well. We'll keep a little eye on that one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 machines past the little Joey's Gate there at Ballinoris and into the brakes of Ballabeg lap number one. It's Joe Yerdley that leads on the Flitwick Motorcycles R7 bike. Now where's Paul Jordan? Oh, he's about 6 places, Paul Jordan, in behind Mick O'Sweeney. But your race leader is Joe Yerdley at the start of this Mike Carouge Plumbing the Heating lightweight race, now going to be over a 5-lap distance as they head out to the far side of the circuit now. They're through Bala Whetstone, going to be heading towards Williams. This could be an absolute belter. Paul Jordan, Rob Pritchard has got a lot of work to do.
He has indeed. It's all changed at the front. Like we said, Rob Hodgson not quite so planted from the start there. So Joe Yerdley absolutely capitalising. We can hear the noise rising. If you've not seen bikes coming through racing across four ways, you're in for a treat. It is Joe Yerdley who leads from number 44, Rob Hodgson, Barry Ferber up to third, and Dominic Herbertson fourth. Then it's Williams, Sweeney, Jordan back in sixth at the moment. Three machines together there on the way through cross four ways. Three more interview as well. So it was Joe Yerdley leading through cross four ways. Blevins on the way past him, 45 and 61. It's a busy field, 21 and 90 and 68, 8, 79, 41 in that order. Only time for numbers here. 60, 19 moving up. So that's Aaron Hands, who was on the second to last row, the ninth row as well, just making up a couple of places on this opening lap as the travelling marshals make their way past as well. But in a tightly compact field coming up to cross four ways, it's Joe Yerdley who leads initially. Rob Hodgson got himself back up into second, but Paul Jordan, as you mentioned, Chris, before going through Ballabeg, running at about 6 in that busy field on this opening lap. Back to you.
Yeah, Rob Hodgson has got himself into the lead as you break the Castletown Bridge for the first time. It's 44 Hodgson, 12 Yerdley, and it's Baz Ferber in third place. Fourth place to Dom Herbertson. Here we go. Have a little listen to this lot. So Dom Herbertson in fourth, and it's 65 Sweeney, 22 Jordan, 92 Williams, that's 7, 99 Steve Gorton, 42 Johnny Perry, 59 Seb Noel, 18 Mike Bampton, 5 Paul Cassidy, 77 Dan Pearson, 25 Andrew Hurd, and more. Leaders in to Ballacagan, no change at the front. 84 Luke Blevins, 45 Lee Osprey, 61 Leo Murphy, 21 Jason James Leatham, 90 Anthony Stevens, and the top 20, number 8, that is Dan Sale. But at the front, Rob Hodgson's lead is just over half a second, 0.692, and he's gapped Joe Yerdley. But well, I tell you what, I did say Barry Ferber could be a dark horse for this, but Paul Jordan may be a little mistaken to Ballacagan, we just don't know. But the leader is Rob Hodgson as he go through Ballinoris, past Joey's Gate now, on the bumps, past the masses of spectators, and then to the right-hand side of the tyre he goes. Joe Yerdley, Dominic Herbertson looking all racy in behind that man there, Barry Ferber. Then it's Sweeney, then it's Jordan, then it's Williams. Then we got 99 in there, 42 also in there. Steve Gorton just ahead still of Jonathan Perry. It's only a 5-lapper, don't forget. The lead then for Robson Yerdley, 0.692, who in turn are 0.8 back to Ferber, and then nothing back to Dominic Herbertson as they go over the jump down into the Balloon Dip. They'll come into Rob Pritchard's view any moment now.
They will indeed, just waiting to see. And one's made a break for it here, and it is Rob Hodgson. He is storm clear of the rest of the field on this second lap on the SMT racing pattern. Then it's Joe Yerdley a couple of seconds back. Herbertson third, Ferber in fourth. So Herbertson's made the move as Sweeney and Jordan on the way through. Jordan still battling away back in sixth as Jamie Williams on the way past Jonathan Perry, Stephen Gorton, then number 59, Seb Noel running well, the newcomer, and number 18, Michael Bampton. That's a good little battle going on. Then the next trio, Paul Cassidy, Daniel Pearson, and Andrew Hurd on the way through cross four ways. But Rob Hodgson has absolutely stolen the march. We see on those patterns, don't we, on the roads as well, they just have the grunt along these long straights, like the one leads cross four ways, as Luke Blevins leads a trail of three machines as well, three more interviews as well, including Dan Sale. So Joe Yerdley has his work cut out to try and catch Rob Hodgson out at the front there, but Dominic Herbertson have managed to move up into the top three. He made the move somewhere on Barry Ferber earlier in the lap before they made their way to cross four ways. To you, Chris.
Dominic Herbertson has got ahead of Barry Ferber, Michael Sweeney and Paul Jordan, the catch at the top, and there's your race leader, 2 minutes 24.327. There's Joe Yerdley through. 106.009. Dominic Kerberson, the first of the sport bikes. And Paul Jordan, the retirement. Paul Jordan is out from sixth place. Paul is going to be in retirement as Michael Sweeney makes a move on Barry Ferber. So he's getting in behind Dominic Kerberson. Don't forget Dominic on the sport bike, the Triumph sport bike. Rob Hodgson's lap, 2:24.327, fractionally outside that lap record. The lap record is 106.095. Rob Hodgson has done 106.009, but importantly, leads by 3.5 seconds. Hodgson, Yeardsley, Herbertson, Ferber, Sweeney, Jordan, Williams, Perry, Gorton, Bampton, your top 10, as we watch Michael Sweeney tip it in to the bottom of Iron Gates, going over the railway bridge and heading towards Ballinoris to Joey's Gate. Sepp Noel on 59, 11th. Then Paul Cassidy, Dan Pearson, Andrew Hurd, Lee Osprey, the top 45. And that sound you heard in the background was Adrian Scaife. But I tell you what, Michael Sweeney looking racy. Him and Paul Jordan having a good battle early on. But at the front, Rob Hodgson, that lap time, 2:24.327, 106.009. The other guys are doing 103s to 102s. In fact, Michael Sweeney on that lap at 2:26.99, 104.085. But with a lead of 3.5 seconds, it's lap number three, back to cross four ways.
Yeah, shame for Paul Jordan, that, isn't it? Who was the quickest in qualifying and consistent across the board. Here's your race leader, Rob Hodgson, who just continues to extend that gap. It was 3.5 seconds back at the start finish. I'm willing to think, as Joe Yeardsley comes past, it's more than that. Sweeney's now up into third ahead of Dominic Herbertson, and then Barry Ferber back in fifth. So Michael Sweeney has made up another place. He's up into third. He's overhauled Dominic Herbertson on the run to cross four ways. Then a little battle going here. Jonathan Perry just around a bike length or so ahead of Jamie Williams. Then it's Gorton, Bampton, 59, Sepp Noel on the way through as well. That trio battling away on the exit across four ways. Sepp Noel, the newcomer, going well. Local man, very local man indeed. Paul Cassidy now, and then Daniel Pearson and Andrew Hurd as well. Andrew Hurd keeping Daniel Pearson honest at this moment in the race as well. So Rob Hodgson, as we heard, 3.5 second lead over Yeardsley at the start finish line. But I'm willing to wager, just as a quick look when they came into cross four ways, that he's been able to extend that gap again. But Michael Sweeney, key, is up to third. Back to you, Chris.
Let's listen to the SMT pattern as he flashed past us. Here we go. Wow, 2:23.84 miles an hour. A new lap record for Rob Hodgson. 106.368 for Rob on the 44 SMT Triumph. Joe Yerty's in the 104s. He's in second place with Michael Sweeney, 104.499. He's in third. Then it's Dominic Herbertson and Baz Ferber. That's your top five. Here's a good battle going on. Jamie Williams and Jonathan Perry, 92 and 42. And it's Jamie Williams just got the best of that at the moment. Number 18, Michael Bampton in eighth. Number 99, Stephen Gorton in ninth. And there's your 10th place runner just going through. That's now Paul Cassidy just behind Sepp Noel in 11th place. It's Paul Cassidy. But at the front, the lead, as you quite rightly said, is extended by another 3 seconds. Rob Hodgson, and a new lap record for Rob, 2:23.84. 106.368 mile an hour. Brilliant, brilliant stuff from Rob Hodgson there. Riders continue to flash by. That's 61 just going through. 61, of course, Leon Murphy. Leon's just gone through as well as the second, third and fourth place riders. They run through Ballabeg. Rob Hodgson's already in and out on that one. Barry Ferber holding on to a steady fifth place at the moment. Oh, now then, I think that was Rob Hodgson going a little bit wide into Ballabeg Hairpin. I think Rob Hodgson has made a mistake, or somebody's made a mistake going into Ballabeg Hairpin and ran really, really wide. So I think when they get to you at Cross Four Ways, we'll have a new race leader. We will. It's Joe Yeardsley. Back to Rob.
That just shows you, doesn't it? It just takes one moment, one miscalculation, and then you've got all the work to do. And it's this man, Joe Yeardsley, leading at Cross Four Ways on the penultimate lap. Now closing in is number 65, Michael Sweeney. Dominic Herbertson close in attendance as well. So that's your front three. Then it's Barry Ferber as well. What's it look like behind the leading four then as well on the way through? Rob Hodgson, he's coasting here on the way to Cross Four Ways. He's slowing right down. Just have to see if he's going to pull in. He's got the leg sticking out as well as Jonathan Perry and Jamie Williams come through. Yep, that is Rob Hodgson pulling over at Cross Four Ways, is it? It looks like he's pulling over across four ways. There's three more machines stream past us. That may well be Rob Hodgson's race done. We heard he might have gone wide at Ballabeg Hairpin, but Joe Yeardsley leads, and then it's Michael Sweeney therefore up to second, but he's got Dominic Herbertson for company. Nothing is said and done yet in this race at the moment. Daniel Pearson goes past us as well. We could have an exciting conclusion to this one here, the five lap lightweight and sport bike race. Back to you, Chris.
And here he comes. Here comes Joe Yeardsley heading towards us here now. We'll take that last lap flag. Joe Yeardsley, there he goes. Across the line. His lap at 104.615. Sweeney second. Dominic Herbertson third. Hodson is a retirement. That is now confirmed at cross four ways. And Ryder perfectly okay. So at the front, Joe Yeardsley leads Michael Sweeney by 3 seconds for the young Manx man there. Of course, Manx Grand Prix winner. Will he now be a Southern 100 winner? No, he's won down here at the pre-TT as Jonathan Perry and Jamie Williams. They're all promoted to the fifth and sixth. Good performance by Stephen Gorton, Michael Bamden and Sepp Noel. That's a pretty good battle. But at the front, Yeardsley leads by 3 seconds. And then it's half a second back from Sweeney to Herbertson, so that's tight. But don't forget Yeardsley and Sweeney, they're on Super Twins. And Dominic there on the two bike, he was telling me about it at the chat show at lunchtime. He said, well, first, second and third gear, he can stay with the Super Twins. Once he gets to fourth, the Super Twins just completely just pull away from him there. So it's Yeardsley, Sweeney, Herbertson, Ferber and Perry, Jonathan Perry, into your top five. We got down to 77, Daniel Pearson in 12th position. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 machines come towards us. Dan Sale in the middle of that. Dan holding on to 15th place at the moment. Luke Blevins, another local man, in 16th. But it is the final lap of the Mike Carouge Plumbing and Heating Lightweight Race. Are we going to see a maiden Southern 100 main victory, not a pre-TT win, for Joe Yeardsley? Back to Rob, last lap.
We have to wait and see. Just a quick mention, Andrew Herb made up a place as well, moving up ahead of Daniel Pearson on the previous lap. It's unlikely he's going to catch Cassidy. 6.5 seconds to make up. Here's your race leader on the final lap, Joe Yeardsley, who's got all the tarmac in front of him to himself. But this battle's not done. Michael Sweeney and Dominic Herbertson on the way through cross four ways. What's it like on the exit? Can we get a look? Yeah, he's held onto it as Sweeney is very firm on the way through as well there. But that battle looks to be going right to the wire for second place. Joe Yeardsley, he'll be looking just to keep that all the way back down Castletown Bypass at the moment. Such is his advantage. 3 seconds, we heard it was, between Yeardsley and Sweeney at the start finish line. It might be a little bit more now. The ongoing battle between Jonathan Perry and Jamie Williams there. Perry just holding off Williams, and it's Gorton, Bampton, Sepp Noel, the newcomer, running really well at the moment in this particular race. Don't think he's dropped outside the top 10 so far. Paul Cassidy on the way through as well, then a big gap back to the rest of the field, but Joe Yeardsley still with a commanding lead at cross four ways. But that battle between Sweeney and Herbertson is not done yet. To you, Chris.
Yeardsley with the left leg out to obviously some of his friends as he looks over his shoulder. He comes towards us, and here he is, Joe Yeardsley. A win for Joe Yeardsley on the Flitwick Motorcycles R7 machine. Michael Sweeney second, Dominic Herbertson home in third position. Wow, 4 seconds was the gap in the end. Barry Ferber home in the fourth place for Barry Ferber there on the number 9 machine. But a win for Joe Yeardsley by 4 seconds, that's all it was, 4.072. And then just over half a second back to Dominic Herbertson, Michael Sweeney from third. More riders, a battle! Oh, Jonathan Perry just ahead of Jamie Williams on the line. It's 99, 18 and 59. Stephen Gorton, Michael Bampton and Sepp Noel all come in now. Sepp Noel is a newcomer, of course, so he will, of course, win the John Collins Cup for being the best newcomer at this race. Wow, what a race to open up a Wednesday evening here. Wow, on Manx Radio Motorsport and with our friends at Kings of the Road. We've got Paul Cassidy coming home in 10th position. Paul, of course, on the GSXR 800 machine in that 10th place. 11th for number 25, Andrew Hood, and 77, Daniel Pearson, home in that 12th position. Next rider through should be 45, Lee Osprey, with Leon Murphy, Dan Sale and Luke Blevins. They were quite close together as he came through on the previous lap. Here they come. 1, 2, 3 of them anyway. Yes, Lee Osprey first off. Then it's Dan. Then it's 61, Leon Murphy. Then we've got 21, James Leatham, 84, Luke Blevins, 79, Ashley Robson, 90, Anthony Stevens. What a race, the Mike Carouge Plumbing and Heating Lightweight Race. And your race winner, Joe Yeardsley, is with Beth Espy.
Well, we're going to speak to Joe in just a moment. As you can imagine, he is surrounded by people. And if you could have heard Chris Palmer's whoop there, but in third position, Dominic Herbertson, talk us through that one.
Now that was a giggle. Honestly, I have, like, obviously there was a fair few acrobatics on the start line there. There was obviously a lot of vertical action, including myself, and I thought, who the hell's going to get the whole shot here at any point? But like, we've actually brought like a sport bike obviously to this event. Obviously Super Twins are allowed, obviously, but for a bike that is in BSB rules, we have brought a knife to the gunfight. But that just shows how good that Triumph is. I was down on the straights. I could even hear Sweeney giggling at us. You know, I mean, powering past us on the power, but that just shows the strength of the Daytona 660, because I was just able to bite the screen and go for it. I've loved it.
I tell you what, the rider wasn't too bad either, but third place, huge congratulations, Dom.
I feel like I've just won the Monaco Grand Prix. Honestly, I'm over the bleeding moon with that result. I really am. So thank you very much.
Fantastic. Dominic Herbert's in third position there. Let's just go and speak to our second place, Michael Sweeney. Flipping out, that was something to watch.
I know, yeah. Look, we got a woeful start. To be fair, I wasn't even going to go out after we clipped the wall last night, so it was a bit of an issue last night. Neck is a bit sore, but I'm glad I did go out. Really enjoyed that. Got a bad start. Had to work my way back through them, and I was reeling Joe in. Then Joe looked behind and seen me coming, and he kind of upped the pace a little bit again. But I had nothing left. That's as good as I could do.
I think it was lap three, wasn't it? You really put the charge down.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I knew I needed to go and try catch him before he got away any further. But unfortunately, Joe seen me and pulled the pin. So.
But huge congratulations, Michael. Great
Cheers.
Result for you.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Well, let's go and speak to the man then. If you could have heard, as I say, Chris Palmer when
I could hear him. I could hear him across 4 ways from here, yeah, shouting at me, come on.
Talk us through that from your perspective.
Yeah, that was good. We got off to a real good start and just tried to push on, and then had a massive high side coming out of across 4 ways, and I thought it was a cold tyre, if I've ever had it before. But then Rob got past me and just disappeared. He 1 minute he was there, 1 minute he was gone. So unfortunately, did he break down, did he, I think?
He retired, yeah.
Yeah, so he's all right. That's the main thing. So, no, we just kept on pushing and getting used to the bike every time I ride it. And I really enjoyed it.
I tell you what, when you have something like that high side, getting your mind back into it must be really difficult.
Yeah, it was just, didn't do anything any different than what I did before. It was just a bit weird, but it was proper out the seat. I'm sure everyone there did a bit of a yelp when I did it, but I felt comfortable everywhere else, every lap, just trying to hit me markers and stuff, and all good.
Well, you got the pre-TT win, and now it's the Southern one. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, no, it's massive. You know, it's... I didn't have a bike for this, and I managed to talk Steve Lindsley into leaving the bike in Laxey for me to keep it here. So that's what we've done. So no, big thanks to him for giving me the opportunity to ride here, because without him, I wouldn't have a bike. So thanks very much.
Joe Yearsley, absolutely fantastic. Our first place position here. And the crowd absolutely delighted with this. So we're going to be doing the presentation for the Mike Roush Plumbing and Heating 250 race very shortly.
So Joe Yearsley took the race win for number 65, Michael Sweeney, by 4 seconds, with Dominic Herbertson, as you heard. They're very happy there in third place. And there's number 9, Barry Ferber, 42, Jonathan Perry, 92, Jamie Williams, 99, Stephen Gorton, 18, Michael Bampton, 59, Sepp Noel, 5, Paul Cassidy. That completes your top 10. We'll run through the rest of the results in a moment or two, but let's get down to Beth.
I tell you what, it's looked absolutely brilliant down here. So Joe's just on his bike there, and he's got his little boy with him. The presentation for the Mike Carouche Plumbing and Heating 250 700cc race is going to be done by Tracy Carouche, and all the podium finishers on their bikes now. So Tracy is going to make this presentation. So in third place, Dominic Herbertson. And in second place on the number 65 machine, he did take that charge on lap 3. It's Michael Sweeney. And his first win here at the Southern 100. Your first place, Joe Yearsley. So the garland just being handed over, and Joe's little boy being caught up in it as well. Looks slightly bemused, but no, he didn't like that at all. But that is your podium, Chris. So celebrations will probably have to wait. There's still some more work to do.
Yes, lots and lots of work to do. We're going into the Ellen Van Infuel Senior Race coming up in a few moments' time. We're just going to complete the housework for the Mike Roush Plumbing Lightweight Race. So we got to 10th, number 5, Paul Cassidy. 11th is number 25, Andrew Hurd. 12th for 77, Daniel Pearson. 13th, number 45, Lee Osprey. 14th for number 8, Dan Sale. 15th for 61, Leon Murphy. 16th, 21, James Leatham. 17th, 84, that of course are Luke Blevins. 18th for 79, Ashley Robson. 19th for number 90, Anthony Stevens. 20th for number 41, Russ Brook. And then we had 70, Dale Brew. 28, Blake Kelly. 68, Roddy Taylor. 64, Russ Taylor. 60, Jack Andrews. 19, Aaron Hands. And 40, Adrian Scaife. And of course, Rob Hodgson, I know he'll be sad not to have won this race because he hasn't been beaten on that pattern or whatever else he was riding over the past couple of years. That would have been a hat-trick in this race for him. He does have the consolation of that new lap record. The old lap record, of course, was a 2 minutes 24.211. He did a 22.23.840.